This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Can I get to the bottom? I go back to the top of the slide.
Above you. All right, let's go to your calls right now. Let's go to Brian in Pennsylvania. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, sir. Crazy times.
Absolutely. I was basically just triggered when I heard about the New York Times article. What comes to mind, and you know, I'm not that old, but I do have a very vivid memory of, you know, my grandmother who was watching over me back in the 90s, crying her eyes out as Clinton ordered the bombing of Yugoslavia, civilian targets. And that, to me, shows the true colors of the United Nations. That is what they're going to do.
By the way, they didn't just drop bombs on Belgrade. They dropped depleted uranium on civilian targets.
Yeah, so if they can rewrite the rules of engagement and the rules of war to bomb civilian targets, I mean, anything's on the table for these people. And, you know, and let us not forget, you know, the Nazi involvement in the creation of all of this stuff, the EU, you know, the United Nations, it all has a very end game feel to it. In my estimation, the power brokers are still in play. Soros is only one that we know his name, and there are many others, heirs to massive amounts of Nazi fortune that is largely still unaccounted for. But yeah, if they're going to drop bombs on civilian targets, you know, I guess there's more involvement there if you want to talk about Libya.
And Madeleine Albright, as Secretary of State, oversaw the bombing of Serbia, even though the UN admitted the other groups started the war. But twice as many Serbs had died. I'm not taking a side. I'm taking a side on facts. She got saved from the Nazis by the Serbs, and then she repaid them by bombing them. I mean, it's just, there's always next level with these people.
Absolutely. And I think even more appropriate to bring up the latest involvement of Trump, you know, bringing these different factions to the table for the first time. Sure, maybe, you know, all of the cultural differences.
Oh, no, I started the show. I said, why does the UN want Trump out? Because he's not letting the U.S. be the police force to bomb everybody. He said, no more nation building. We're going to make trade deals, and we're going to build hotels in these people's countries. That's how you actually have relationships with people. You don't rape them.
So imagine if you were one of these power brokers who authorized dropping depleted uranium on civilian targets, and now you're still, you know, you're still with it, you're still around. You still have some power, and here comes Trump totally undermining that aggression and bringing these people to the table, and with at least some hope of or some semblance of peace.
Oh, Trump's absolutely, and Trump's always been against offensive war. And he's absolutely, that's why Trump's so good. And can you believe that the average liberal is not supporting Trump when he should have the Peace Prize, not Obama?
I can. I can absolutely believe it. The toxicity of the educational kind of state that we're in right now is unbelievable. I've seen it with my own two eyes. I've participated in it, you know, got out with my sanity, thank God. But a lot of people can't. And through no fault of their own, they're just totally consumed by it.
That's right. Once you buy into their lies, you have to buy it all because it's your identity. And then they're just too far gone. And next, they're just randomly burning down people's houses because they're white.
Right. I mean, if you want to get a PhD right now in some sort of archaeological study, do you think you can come out and question, you know, how old the Sphinx might be? I mean, the same holds true for different degrees. I mean, if you go
all of science was about asking questions. Now it's about orthodoxy because now it's a religion of the elite for their power. It's not about real searching out.
Right, and there's like this aspect of an esoteric kind of thing that permeates all of it.
Oh, it's definitely an esoteric group trying to suppress what they already know. That we're ancient, we're not alone, and there is good and evil. amazing call, Brian, back in 60 seconds with a bunch of other incredible callers. Stay with us.
ElectionCenter.com. Just type it in one time, you've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms, and most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to ban.video. But 2020ElectionCenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos. We can comment, we can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech, and then he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he hasn't taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesign, Infowars.com, and sharing that. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
What a time to be alive. Open UN takeover of the planet. Telling us what we can talk about medically online. Big Tech follows their orders. Now the UN's going to oversee the election. The New York Times says they should help remove Trump. We need UN troops. We need Strong Cities Initiative, federalizing our police. They will fix it. And the UN says, yes, America's evil, racist and bad. Communist China says you're evil, racist and bad. Not a mini mention of millions in slave camps because of their religion in China. This is all a sick, evil attack. And they believe the public's stupid and will accept it and not be outraged. But even if you get outraged and say no, the UN still thinks you'll never do anything about them. All right, let's move quickly. That last caller was amazing. We spent 5 minutes with him. Let's go to Doyle in Indiana about the UN and the Dems and their announcements.
Alex, you are an Agincourt man of arms. At the Battle of Agincourt, I can just see you being a man of arms right at the front. But anyway, follow the money. The globalists, they've invested all over the world, anywhere but America. In fact, they have harvested this country's economic organs. And they need to protect their fortunes because they know they're going to lose this election.
And well, you just said it. The globalists harvested our organs, transferred them to China, and now Trump somehow is growing some new ones, and they're pissed. They're like, no, we get your organs, and you've got to just die, and you're over, and we beat you. But it's not going that way. And then to see all these other Americans teamed up with China and the Democrat Party vice president candidate praising China and laughing at the vice president. I mean, they're just open traitors. Where are Americans' instincts?
Well, listen, I got to say something else about the Marxists. Because the first thing the Marxists said to do, and this is from reading Lenin's State and Revolution, the first thing you got to do is you got to get rid of, he called it bourgeois parliamentarianism. And I think Stalin set it up. He who votes decides nothing. He who counts the votes decides everything. They've got to ruin the vote to where it's muddied up. Then the next step for is a one-party rule. The next step is a standing army, and the standing army is the UN coming in. And the final stage of a Bolshevik takeover is kill millions. And I'm not saying this. This is right from Lenin's State and Revolution. In fact, have you ever read State and Revolution, Alex, by Lenin?
Yes, guys, please print up Lenin's State and Revolution. No, that's why he said more blood, the Red Terror, and that's why the Weathermen, when it came out, they planned to kill 25 million Americans, but 50 million in slave camps, that's their religion. Killing the Christians, raping women, enslaving people, that's their goal. They want to just get to the killing. The whole point of the authoritarianism is to kill people.
But it's really scary, stealing the election, bringing in a standing army, i.e. the UN,
It's all out in the open now, brother. Can you believe it?
I mean, it's scary. It is scary. Terrifying.
God bless you, Doyle. What a time to be alive. All right, let's go ahead and go to Debbie in New Jersey. Debbie, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I was told that there were English-speaking UN mercenaries living in the abandoned buildings all throughout the United States here. Have you heard about that?
Well, what they do is they've done lots of training with different governments under mutualization, under UN occupations, under IFOR and other groups. And, yeah, the UN goes around and occupies places all over the place. So they've done drills all over the country to train local police to accept it when they occupy. But really what they want is Agenda 21 Strong Cities Initiative, where the cities are already under UN control via a treaty agreement. Just like the Australian cities that are still under martial law, they take their orders from the UN. Big Tech takes their orders from the UN. Big Pharma takes their orders. When the president comes out and says, hey, this has a lower death rate than the flu, they ban his tweet saying the United Nations says that's not true, even though it is true. So the UN is in pretty much control. And that's what I'm saying. Bill Gates and the UN have as much power as our president does. He needs to just come out and tell everybody that and say, let's take their power back. It's total fraud.
Well, the bikers aren't ruled by them, so we'll see who wins that war.
Exactly.
But anyway.
Well, listen, I don't want to give them too much power. They got the banks. They got the media. But everybody hates that. Everybody gets it. No, the people get it. Oh, the globalists are in trouble. Because no matter what they do, no one buys their crap. I mean, they have UN events all over the country. Texas, Idaho, Ohio, Michigan, California, where the UN now takes over whole areas and just says, we're in command now.
Yeah, well, they can kiss ass on that one because they got a fight coming. I can tell you that. And you're right, the women are going to be involved. I can tell you that as well. And Camel Toe Harris, yeah, she was disgusting. She had the demon face on last night. Did you see more towards the end as she was staring at Pence? You could actually see the demon coming out through the eyes. Did you notice that as well?
I mean, she looks like a total fraud. Would you buy a car from her? Would you be friends with her? No, she's totally disingenuous.
You can't even get close to that energy. That's how disgusting she is. I felt it through the TV. I was like, oh, my God, look at that face.
Well, just know this. The establishment loves her.
Yeah.
And what does that tell you about him? Oh, yeah, she was making Peter Strzok faces. God bless you. Thank you so much, Debbie. All right, let's go ahead and talk to David in California. Go ahead, David.
Alex, good to talk to you.
Thank you.
All right. So just real quickly, I think you're hitting it right on the head. It's important not to focus on the useful idiots because they'll be the first to be out in this whole thing. But Kamala Harris basically said it best yesterday. And she said that, you know, she mentioned the trade war. And if you're anyone that's paying attention, I mean, I this kind of hit me as soon as this whole COVID thing went down. We were in a whole trade war the moment Trump leveled the playing field. Miraculously, and all of a sudden, China, you know, deals with the whole COVID, shuts them down for a small amount of time. And next thing you know, the entire world shut down, you know, a lot longer than China has been. So the end game here, ultimately, despite all the division and everything that's happening here, is this whole war with China and them being our ultimate adversary and enemy at this point. But it's going to be, like you said, through the UN. So, it's important that we realize that. And they're, like I said, they've already laid their plans out as far as the debate last night. The Kamala Harris just completely, you know, stepped in and burned herself. So I just really commend you for continuing to hammer
brother,
that.
Brother, please don't commend me for not wanting to be a slave of the Chi-Coms and the globalists. No, I hear you. We just want survival, but you're absolutely right. We're in a war with China. And here's the key. We're in a war with China and their sponsors, the globalists. And that's why they're all the rich people, the middlemen Trump talked about in that Whirlpool speech he gave a few months ago. He said, hey, I'm cutting out the middlemen. China's not even the problem. There's all these rich middlemen that set up China to rip us off. I'm cutting them out. Xi should be happy. I'm actually giving him a deal a little bit better. So Trump's like, hey, Xi, we'll give your actual workers a little more and you a little more. I'm cutting out the ruling elite. You understand? That's why Trump needs to stop it. If he actually cared about his people. Trump's like, you'll still get your deals, dude. We'll still trade with you. But we're not going to have middlemen where we buy, say, this drug for $100 from you, and the middlemen add $300 more on it. It's not happening. That's what Trump's doing, and that's why they're pissed.
Banking on the you know, the brown people, the colored people of this country to get on their side, what they don't understand is there's a lot of red-blooded Americans, and I say Americans that are in this country that came from different parts of the world. They may still have, you know, half Latino, half African-American. At deep down, at the number one part, they're American. So they're not going to they don't realize that.
No, I totally agree. Plus, I mean, here's the deal. It's not like America has problems, but we're going to have the Chi-Com globalists be our bosses. I mean, if you think America's got problems, you wait till we're fully in a new world order. You're going to be living in Venezuela 2.0.
Yeah, well, it's not too far from the future if we don't do something about it. But thank you, Alex. Appreciate you for taking my call.
David, I appreciate you. God bless you. Great points. Amazing callers. The Hodge twins are taking over, and I'll get to your calls with the Hodge twins, so that'll be fun. Great callers, the Hodge twins, who are on fire as usual, to talk about the debate last night, to talk about what's coming next, talk about this UN thing. But again, they've gotten up to the point of the takeover. So I'm like, yeah, we want the UN to monitor the election. We want the UN to oversee Trump. What's the exact quote they've got? Govern Trump. It's that exact word. We've got it right here. I'll give you the exact word when we come back. What is it? Oversee Trump. Yes, we need the UN to oversee us. Yes.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Welcome back, folks. We are game. We are joined by the Hodge Twins, who are here with us today on YouTube, Conservative Twins, Instagram, Official Hodge Twins, on Twitter, Hodge Twins. Hodge Twins are known as the Conservative Twins, are right-leaning comedians and social media political commentators. You can find them, again, on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, you name it, getting millions of views a day and giving really insightful but also entertaining commentary. So I'm going to try for the three segments we have. I really appreciate you coming on as busy guys. The audience just loves you. I've loved you for years. To talk about the debate last night and then also all the other crazy things that are happening, what's front and center on your radar. So great to have both you gentlemen.
Thank you for having us. But Vice President Pence, he mopped the floor with that woman. Yeah, that man is very sharp. Before that debate, I heard him speak, but not the way he spoke last night. That was amazing. He's an awesome vice president. Hey, Alex, that was a political debate lynching. Pun intended.
Well, he certainly was like a tactician. It was like an NFL player playing a high school player, and he ran over her.
Yeah, I mean, she's a total fraud. The only reason why she's in that position, because they wanted a black woman.
Yeah.
And it shows she's totally unqualified for that position.
Yeah, she sucks.
Yeah. And Mike Pence, man, the whole what makes a good debater is a person who's a person that can control his emotions.
Yeah.
He was in control of his emotions the entire night, and on his left or his right, Kamala Harris, she was totally emotional. She came up real condescending,
snobby.
Yeah, nothing worse.
Woman.
It's nothing worse than a snobby woman.
And she also kept contradicting herself. Now, I would give Pence, and Telemundo did, a 76-77. They removed that poll when 76% of Hispanics thought he won. 66% thought Trump won. I think he did a better job than Trump, but here's the difference. The moderators were not interrupting a tenth as much as happened with Chris Wallace.
Right.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I thought the moderator last night, she did a decent job.
Yes.
She let them go at each other. Now, that's the way a debate should be.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chris Wallace was definitely one-sided. Didn't give him much time to debate and go after one another.
Yeah.
Last night, she gave a lot more leeway. They was actually able to, you know, debate each other.
Yeah.
What did you think the most amazing point by either person, both good or bad, was in the debate? What parts stand out to you?
The one thing that stands out to me, she keeps politicizing COVID-19, the Chinese virus, and she keeps exploiting the 200,000 deaths, blaming Trump for it. When she was asked what they would do if they win the presidency, what they would do differently, she sat there and repeated exactly what this administration is currently doing, testing and tracing. What would you have done different? You keep blaming this man for all these deaths, and you're going to sit here and do the exact same thing?
Right.
I mean, it's disingenuous. I'm surprised that people on the left are not catching on to what this woman's a fraud. They have no ideas. They have no plans.
Biden and Obama, they proved what they're going to do. Yeah. If we have a Joe Biden and a Kamala Harris presidency, we already know what they're all about.
Yeah.
When we had the swine flu in this country, I think three times as many people contracted disease. Thank God that disease wasn't as deadly as the COVID-19. They wouldn't do anything different. They even put down the fact that they didn't even give. They're not willing to even give our president any credit at all for shutting down travel from China.
Yeah,
that wasn't good enough. They keep harping on this mask when Dr. Fauci said masks don't work.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, he's been following the scientists.
Yeah,
Trump's not coming up with these ideas. He's listening to his scientists.
Right.
But y'all blaming Trump for
the
200,000 deaths. It's a global pandemic. I think it's over 2 million worldwide has died from this virus.
Yeah. And the Democrats want to blame our president. The only person to blame is China.
Communist China.
Yeah.
And they even admit that they were working on weaponized coronaviruses at that laboratory. But if you try to talk about it, big tech censors. Have you seen the New York Times come out and say they're going to have the U.N. try to oversee our election? They're calling for the U.N. to oversee Trump and that the Democrats are going to contest the election. This is crazy.
Yeah, I heard that some rumblings. Yeah, I heard some rumblings about that. That is insane. I don't want nothing to do with the UN.
Right.
Keep America in charge of our elections. They won't even let Trump send federal agents to disperse these riots and these clowns destroying people's property.
Yeah.
But they want the UN to come in and oversee our elections. That's like hypocrisy at its finest. You're going to let the UN take control of this country when you're not even let the president take control of these riots in this country.
Yeah,
that is a great angle. For me, the biggest lie was her repeatedly saying we are not for banning fracking. But she says it as part of their actual platform before. And Biden said, I guarantee you, we will abolish fossil fuels. So here's what Biden, one of the clips he had to say, and then what happened last night back to back.
My family lives in western Pennsylvania, where fracked gas wells have become a common sight. Will you commit to implementing a federal ban on fracking your first day in office?
There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. So, yeah.
Please.
Okay. Joe Biden will not raise taxes on anyone who makes less than $400,000 a year. He has been very clear about that. Joe Biden will not end fracking. He has been very clear about that. Joe Biden is the one who, during the Great Recession, was responsible for the Recovery Act.
I'm not even going to play the clip where Joe Biden walks up and says, I guarantee you we will ban fossil fuels. I mean, it gets even worse. How do you tell whoppers when Pence knows he's got the campaign ad that'll destroy her? Why the hell would you tell a lie like that? It'd be like if you were saying, I'm not wearing a red shirt or I'm not wearing a blue jacket. I mean, everybody can see we are. What is this?
Well, you know, Alex, a person that tells a lot of lies, they can keep control. They can tell a lot of lies, but they can't keep account of how many lies they told.
And you get lost in that lie.
I mean, you on tape saying this repeatedly. And about the taxes, you're going to raise everybody's taxes during a global pandemic. The economy is in shambles, and you're going to overtax businesses now? That's going to ruin job growth. And you're going to take money out of people's pockets now?
And you know what the crazy thing is? She says she's going to do away with the tax cuts, but she's not going to raise the taxes of the common American.
Yeah, how the hell?
She wants to give free education.
Yeah, how the hell are you going to do that? That magic wand Obama said he's got. I mean, these people, free education, these professors, teachers, they're not working for free. The books cost money. Electricity. I mean, there's costs to everything.
Right.
And all the lawsuits that leftists file, that's what's bankrupting health care, bankrupting education. I was reading like 8 out of 10 lawsuits are filed by Democrats. Everybody knows that. They sue everybody.
Yeah. I mean, look at them. Amy Barrett, she gets in and they win the presidency, they're going to pack the court. Right. It's like they don't like the rules. If they win, they like the rules. But if they don't win, they want to change the rules.
Yeah.
I mean, they behave like kids.
Now they want to do it with the Electoral College because they didn't win the election when it was perfectly fine when Obama won the election.
Yeah.
But you just said it. They behave like petulant children.
Right. These people fit that same description. They're very emotional. They don't think. They think with their hearts.
Yeah.
You see, when you sit down and talk to a conservative or Republican or somebody on the left, they all are the same way. They don't think. They're just too emotional. Sit down and take and grasp what's going on, but think with their brain.
Yeah.
I want to ask you this question. What do you expect is going to happen when they do contest the election and try to start a race war? I mean, they admit that the U.N. says, oh, America's racist. China says it's bad. We need the U.N. to come in to oversee the election and decide who wins. And America's historically bad when China literally has slave camps with Christians, Buddhists, and Muslims in them. And millions, and nobody says a damn thing about religious discrimination. It's just crazy. The Hodge twins are here. They're kicking butt. We love having them. Hodge twins everywhere. Check it out, official Hodge twins website as well.
Stand back and stand by.
During our emergency election sale, we have all your favorite products up to 60% off plus free shipping. In order to help maximize our coverage of this historic election, we need your support during this crucial time. We have our vitamin D supplement Winter Sun Plus at 25% off. Winter Sun Plus works as a defense against attacks on your immune system, which will be great during the coming winter months. Some of our best sellers like Body Ease and Turbo Force are on sale for 10% off. One of our bigger discounts, the 8-pack Power Stack, is 60%
60% off. And if you're looking to get Survival Shield X2, be sure to check out the combo pack with both items together at 60% off as well. All shirts in our apparel collection are currently set at the Answers to 1984, which is $17.76. And we also have Prostaguard and Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock. So whether you're looking to stock up or thinking of adding something new to your daily routine, be sure to check out these deep discounts and more at InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Secession and the breakup of the nation and using race war as the cover for it. That's officially in the New York Times yesterday. So I asked my guest, what do you want to get to next? We'll get back into the debate and some of the incredible things that happened there and their whole discussions over packing the court. But I think what you're saying, Hodge Twins, is front and center. The real America has never been more together, never been getting along better, never been more integrated and happy from my own personal life and experience. But if you tune into the media or you go to a college or a leftist area, everybody's freaked out. The colleges are resegregating people according to race so they can brainwash both groups, teach people to hate each other. This is so sick. What do you think they're planning? What do you see unfolding in 25 days?
Man, I mean, they're trying to divide this country. I think you said it best. They're actually teaching us to hate each other based on our skin color. It's like, I don't know how many times I'm cutting on YouTube and I see these clips because they're not showing this on the news. You see white people being attacked for being white.
Yeah.
Just getting an ass whooped for being white.
Yeah. Or being a Trump supporter. I mean, people saying we're going to have a race war. We're already in a race war.
Yeah. It's already starting.
Yeah.
It's just it's going to be some event that's going to just put it in the forefront. I've seen an old white guy, elderly guy in the 60s, and this kid just runs up and hits him in the back of the head with a brick. Yeah. Knocks him out cold.
Yeah, and I've seen these whites getting jumped by multiple blacks, and nobody's calling for what it is. It's a hate crime.
Yeah, old white couple sitting down just eating at a restaurant, and Black Lives Matter come up and start drinking from their cups.
Yeah.
That's coming. I don't know why they want a race war, because we're outnumbered.
Yeah.
I tell you what, if a race war do start, I'm painting myself white.
Yeah, I'm going in white face, because white people got the numbers.
What you want a race war in this country? I can see if you wanted one in Africa.
You know what, Alex? These black people think they in a movie, Sparta. They think they in a movie, 300. Nah, that's just in the movies. Yeah. You ain't gonna fight off hundreds of thousands of people defending themselves.
And white people are just being, I think white people are being taken advantage of.
Yeah.
Because I see with Black Lives Matter, there's a lot of white people out there doing damage too. And they actually hate their own race.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's weirdo white academics that are leading it.
Yeah, and white people are falling for this. I'm like, it's nothing wrong with being white.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, and another thing, man, Joe Biden during his debate said Antifa's an idea, and they keep calling this is a myth while they're burning down inner cities.
Yeah.
And black people in their neighborhoods and Democrats are letting them do it. That's your neighborhood. That is not a myth. Antifa, that's not a myth. Those are the same people that's handing out bricks. Handing out tools for people to tear down their own neighborhood.
Well, by the way, there's nothing on tape of Trump saying the type of cliches that Joe Biden says. I never knew a lot of old racist white people, but I knew some, and that's exactly what they sounded like, Joe Biden. Trump's a complete, I mean, it's so ridiculous how obvious it is that Joe Biden passed all those laws to give black people bigger prison sentences.
Right. Yeah. I mean, what was that the KKK members in the Senate for like 50 years?
Robert Byrd. Right.
I mean, he spoke at his funeral. He disavowed the Klan, but, okay, let's look at this. This dude was in the Klan. He was a recruiter for the Klan. This dude was going to malls, going up to white people, say, hey, boy, want to join the Klan?
That's what Robert Byrd did.
That's what he did. And Joe Biden, he's worked closely with segregationists. I mean, and they continue to want Trump to denounce the KKK.
Yeah,
the only person that has any affiliation with the KKK it's Joe Biden.
I agree. Joe Biden basically saying denounce the KKK because you eulogize the Grand Wizard or whatever the hell he was.
Yeah, dude was a recruiter for the Klan. Not just in the Klan. He was recruiting, too.
Right. I think he was one of the leaders in his state, like a wizard or something.
Yeah, I don't think he was a wizard.
Yeah.
What I checked,
he had his own cavern. Whatever the hell that
he had his own whatever.
It sounds like Dungeons and Dragons. He had like a
he had a Klanburn.
That's what his book said. And the dude was a recruiter.
Yeah.
I mean, but Trump has to disavow the Klan, and he's done it repeatedly.
I'm sorry. He was an exalted Cyclops.
Yeah, what the hell is a Cyclops?
I'm sorry.
That sounds high up there. That's like the Pope of the KKK. Exalted Cyclops.
Oh,
he was
God.
Up there.
You can't make this up.
Yeah, it's crazy. But
it sounds like they work with the communist Chinese or something. Like you got dragons, you got wizards, you got cyclopses, like Game of Thrones. I'm sorry, it's not a laughing matter.
Right.
Yeah, sometimes you got to laugh at these things, man. It's, you know, it makes it. You know, what gets you through tough times like this. Times that don't make a lot of sense. Sometimes it just have a laugh, man. Make a joke. And, you know, us on the right and conservatives and Republicans, we like to joke and have fun, but these people on the left, they lost their sense of humor. You say a certain joke, they get offended. It's like nobody can.
No, I agree. Let's take the Proud Boys. That's always been a group about being proud to be male, proud to be Western. If you're part of what they say you're white supremacist, they say Kyle Rittenhouse is. Mm-hmm. I mean, imagine if we organized a group that was openly for all races and groups, but we had like, well, you're a unicorn and you're a jolly green giant. I mean, this is crazy.
Right. Right. You're the exalted Cyclops.
Exalted. So what do you think of Proud Boys? I think they've really been screwed over.
Oh, yeah. I've met many of them. They came to my shows.
Yeah.
They stood in my meet and greet lines. They paid hundreds of dollars to see me and buy my shirts. These people are not racist.
Yeah.
Not one of them has called me the N-word after my show. These are good people that are straight, they are conservative, and they're just proud of their heritage of being American.
Yeah.
Nothing more.
And they come from all races.
Yeah.
It's not just white people.
But that shows you what scares them is a bunch of men together.
Right. Yeah.
They want us divided.
But look how far they've taken that. The Proud Boys is a white supremacist group. The media is the most powerful organization in this country, and Malcolm X called this in the 60s. They can make the guilty look innocent and the innocent look guilty. They've got these people looking like they're white supremacists.
Yeah, and look at what the Hollywood has been doing ever since after the Joe Biden debate.
You got celebrities, huge celebrities, Kevin Hart, spread misinformation.
Yeah.
Oh, the president told the KKK to stand back. No, he did not. It was a warning to the Proud Boys because they knew the media was going to make them look like the bad guys.
Yeah.
And they're taking things way out of context, and it's like, I know Kevin Hart and I know these people in Hollywood. They can't be this stupid.
They can't be.
You can't be that stupid. You can't be that successful in life. You can't be that great. You cannot be a great comedian, a great business person, knowing that these people are not spreading this misinformation.
Yeah.
You can't be that stupid. You can't be that dumb.
Yeah.
They're well, it's like The Rock. I really like Dwayne Johnson, but he said he was a Republican. He came out and endorsed Biden. These people are all owned by Hollywood. They're being ordered to do this.
They're puppets.
Yeah.
Sellouts. Clowns.
Yeah.
That's what they are.
Actually, what they're doing is auditioning for the next movie roles.
Yeah.
That's all they're doing.
If they don't remain puppets, they will lose a lot of leeway in Hollywood.
Yeah.
They forced Kevin Hart to make that apology after something he said that was homophobic over a decade ago.
Yeah.
It's just there was flex on them. Hey, I'm just letting you know, hey, if you don't stay in line with us, your career is over. That's why he did that to Kevin Hart. And he bowed down to the mob.
Yeah.
The problem with bending over is you got to do it every time they snap their fingers.
Yeah. Once you bend over once,
yeah,
you're going to bend over every week. It gets easier and easier. Every time Bubba comes in your cell, say it's time.
You start to like it.
Time, rough. Yeah, you start to like it. Man, Bubba's taking real good care of me. Don't even hurt anymore.
The Rock, like, bends over to Steven Spielberg.
Let's go call him The Rock. He's the pebble now, Alex.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to go to break, take a few calls. Josh, Bob, Pete, Mike, and Steve want to talk to all of us. We got the Hodge twins here with us. They're kicking ass, and I got to say, they got the best T-shirts, too. How do people find your actual website? Where do people find those T-shirts?
OfficialHodgeTwins.com. That's
all
our
right.
website. We've been throwing a sale, Alex, 20% off. Just type in discount code Chinese Virus.
Chinese Virus at Hodge Twins. All right. What's the website one more time?
OfficialHodgeTwins.com.
All right. And ours is InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got a big special that has to end soon. We've extended for 3 days at PrepareWithAlex.com. The best deals of herbal food ever. Now get prepared. The globalist may be successful collapsing everything. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Censorship and things. We have to build our sites in case they need platform. The Hodge Twins are here with us. I'm going to host the fourth hour with an original founder of the Black Panther Party and one of the best orators I know, Larry Pinkney, who's been on fire for a long time, but particularly exposing the left and what's really going on. Not to be associated with the new Black Panther Party, that's under Soros-funded group. We're going to take a few phone calls. Josh, Bob, Pete, Mike, and Steve have been holding here with the Hodge Twins to talk about the election. But 25th Amendment, Pelosi already said, we're going to fumigate him. Even if he says he wins, we'll have an inauguration somewhere else. Podesta was in the New York Times wargaming at a war game that the New York Times was on the line with 2 months ago, saying, we're going to have the states secede. We're going to contest when we lose. We're going to bring the UN in if the U.S. military won't come in. Well, now the New York Times called for the U.S. military to be brought in. We were just covering that. But here's the new video. She just tweeted this. Tomorrow, by the way, tomorrow, come here tomorrow, we're going to be talking about the 25th Amendment to remove the president saying he's mentally ill. So they're getting ready to make their move. Look who's mentally ill up here with that damn mask and all the crazy stuff they're doing. Let's roll with this witch had to say.
When we hear people saying I'm young and I'm a perfect specimen, instead of addressing the fact that, 50,000 people were infected, reports to be infected yesterday, nearly 1,000 people died. What are we talking about here? Tomorrow, by the way, tomorrow, come here tomorrow. We're going to be talking about the 25th Amendment, but not to take attention away from the subject we have now. Okay, here's the...
You talk about orange envy. She's wearing a orange outfit, if you're a radio listener, with a bunch of little oranges on her mask. And so, again, COVID-19 is Trump's fault. He has rallies. He's bad. But Democrats can have their rallies. They're going to try to say he killed everybody. It's his fault, with the UN coming in blaming us, China blaming us, Hodge twins. This is pretty damn obvious. The Democrats are a party that literally works with outside powers to bring down the country.
Yeah, and it's just total evil. Just keep continuing to politicize this global pandemic on one man is asinine. Doesn't make sense. It's a virus. Nobody can stop a virus.
What about the weird-ass orange? She's all wearing all orange.
I mean, she is matching. I thought matching got old. That was like an 80s or 90s thing, right? You could throw some black in there. A black mask would look just fine. You got to throw the oranges in that, too? Like she going to church or something. Yeah, she forgot that mask when she went to go get her hair blown out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And nobody. And Lightfoot says, I'm important. I get my hair done. Same thing with Pelosi.
Yeah, she and fire her hairstylist. Yeah, and Pelosi, when a lot of people forget, like when Trump banned travel from China, where did she go? She went down to Chinatown and started hugging Chinese people.
And saying, don't listen to Trump. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
We need the airplanes landing.
Yeah, everything's just fine. And then when Fauci said, no, nobody needs to wear a mask, he used the science, right? Now all of a sudden, wear a mask and they blaming Trump for that. I'm like,
yeah.
I mean, if people just pay attention to these evil people on the left, you would see they're just using you to gain power. That's all they're in this for.
Politicizing a crisis.
And the problem is the Republicans used to be kind of bad, too. But, man, compared to Republicans have gotten better with Trump and the conservative movement. And the Democrats have gotten worse. I mean, it's like that's how it works. Things don't usually stay the same. They get better or worse. Republicans got better. Democrats got worse. You agree with that statement?
Oh yeah. It shows you proof. Look at the debate last night between Pence and Kamala. We're way better than the left. Not even the same ballpark.
Why do you think they couldn't have fielded somebody better than Kamala Harris and Joe Biden?
They know what it is? They thought they paint this picture. She's a person of color. She's a black woman. Yeah. They didn't pick her because she was well qualified. I mean, it showed in debate. She's a horrible debater. She's a horrible person in general.
Yeah, she came off real condescending. She had me fooled there for a second. I said maybe she is black because she came off like an angry black woman last night.
That's funny.
But you know,
snobby.
Yeah, she's not qualified to be vice president. Show last night. When it comes to Democrats, they don't look at people's qualifications. All they care about is what your race, your gender, your sexuality. They don't look at your qualifications anymore.
Which really dehumanizes you. Instead of looking at you as an individual, as Martin Luther King said, which makes sense. No, I look at you as what color you are. That's not right.
And it's weird. They call themselves progressive. They are regressive. This is that mindset, basing everything around your race, that's what led to white supremacy. Now you're having to. Black people, Latinos think that very same way, that very same mindset, and that's what's dividing this country. It's not the right, it's the left.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Steve in Idaho. You're on the air with the Hodge twins. What's your take on the situation?
Alex Jones, Master Jedi. Alex, when I was a kid about 8 years old, I'm 66 now, my mom made a statement one day and it really stuck. She said, we need to get out of the UN. I said, what do you mean, Mom? She said, it's not good for us.
And boy, has the John Birch Society and all the right-wingers been proven right about the UN.
She was a die-hard John Birch Society person. And you are the best thing that has happened to this planet.
I don't know about that, but I sure as hell am not rolling over to the UN takeover.
A theory, and it's a die-hard. Exit only. Nobody's getting to Alex Jones.
Well, brother, God bless you. You got any take on what's happened with this election? Any comments for the Hodge twins?
Trump or die.
Well, God bless you.
That's what it boils down to.
God bless you, Stephen. God bless your mother. Man, I tell you, Hodge twins, I don't know about your family or stuff, but I remember old timers when I was like little. UN takeover, world government, cashless society, computers running your life. When I was a kid, I thought they were full of it. Then I went to college, they were admitting it all, but saying it was good. Were those old-timers, did you know any old-timers like that saw all this 50 years ahead, 30 years ahead?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I thought they was crazy. You know? Turns out we was crazy. Yeah. You know, when you're young and you're coming up in life, you think you know everything, and you listen to your parents and your grandparents, and like, oh, you just old, you just senile. Nah. Looking back on it, those people speaking a lot of sense. I just...
Yeah.
Wasn't aware of what was going on in life. A lot of times you just got to learn shit the hard way.
He's now Chinese.
Right.
right? Chinese.
Like another gets Chinese, but they're under a communist enslavement army and follow orders like robots. So I don't dislike them because they're Chinese. I dislike them because they're under a communist system and are a robot.
Yeah. We don't hate them because of their nationality or race or anything. It's about your ideas and what you stand for. Nobody here in America, we stand for freedom. Yeah. We stand, especially here on the right, man. We believe in limited government. We believe in freedom. We don't believe in some government telling us how to live our lives.
Yeah, remember, Trump wanted a military parade to thank the military, but also show China what we got. And the media said, that's fascist. You can't. But our media praises this with Xi Jinping.
Crazy. It's just like people don't pay attention to what the left is pushing.
Yeah.
They're hypocrites. Yeah. The hypocrisy, you can see it every day. All you have to do is look. It's just that people are so biased on the left, they're not seeing it.
Yeah.
And Antifa calls himself anti-fascist. They are the fascist one.
Yeah.
Ronald Reagan said it best. He said, if fascism ever comes to America, it's going to come through liberalism.
That's right.
That I thought he was an old, crazy white man. Looking back on it, he was making a lot of sense.
Absolutely. Let's take one more call, and I'm going to let you guys go, get back to your important work. I'll come back and take a few more calls ahead of Larry Pinkney. Let's talk to Josh in Florida. You're on the air with the Hodge Twins.
How you doing, Alex? I just wanted to give a shout-out to your products real quick. My two favorite are the iodine and the vitamin mineral fusion. Everybody can go to sustainabledevelopment.un.org. You can click on the resource tabs, and you can see all their publications. They pretty much... they lay it out for you. There's going to be gender-neutral, sustainable cities, and it's all going to happen. Back on December 17th, 2019, I spoke to you, and we talked about the apex of the vision, and you called out, be prepared for an attack by another country or organization. And I keep thinking about that, and I just can't believe how that was able to come about. And then I called again in February and talked about...
I'll tell you what, I'm out of time with the Hodge Twins. Stay there, don't hang up. We'll come back to you, Josh. And then we're going to Rob and Pete and Mike. And then we got Larry Pinkney coming up. Hodge Twins, you guys are amazing. People can find your great YouTube and Twitter and all the wonderful things you do. Closing 30-second statement.
This election is coming up. Don't take it for granted.
Yeah.
I mean, I was listening to the... reaction last night, and they're saying Biden's 16 points ahead. I don't know if that's true or not, but I implore everybody, we need to get out and vote. This country is at a crossroads.
Yeah.
Trump needs to get four more years so we can keep this country going in the right direction. Because if Biden and Kamala Harris get in there, they're going to pack the courts. They're going to try to defuse that separation of powers of our government. They're going to push to have a liberal agenda.
Absolutely. Hodge Twins, God bless you, and thanks for joining us. We'll be talking to you soon.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to jam in a few final calls and get Larry Pinkney on, and then Owen Schroyer and the War Room is coming up. But that was the last hour. It was another powerful hour. Thanks to all of you.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.